Hi, I'm Haley Carlson, and to start off this podcast, I would like to say, rest in peace to all of those who have passed away during the police brutality and the Black Lives Matter movement, and bless those who have lost their sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, and friends. For those who do not know about this movement, it regards to African Americans in their confrontation with violence due to racism in this society. Many people believe racism is no longer a part of the United States since slavery has been demolished. However, this is far from the truth. In 2013, three radical Black organizers, Alyssa Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi, created a Black-centered political movement called Black Lives Matter. It was made to ultimately support the Black people and their contributions to this society, as well as creating a voice and a platform for them in the face of deadly oppression. Statistically, Black people are more likely to experience violence at the hands of a police officer than other Americans. NBC News states that African Americans die at the hands of police at a rate of 7.2 per million, while whites are killed at a rate of 2.9 per million. This means African Americans are killed at more than double the rate of white people by police brutality. Many recent police brutality situations have sparked this movement. In 2014, there was a fatal shooting of a 12-year-old African-American in Cleveland. Footage shows that he was shot within 2 seconds of the police arriving. Tamir Rice was shot and killed by police because they believed he had a gun, but it turned out that he was carrying a fake pistol. Cleveland police also suspended two officers for their role in the death of Tanisha Anderson in the driveway of her family member's home. A 37-year-old African-American woman with a mental illness who died in their custody. Maya Hall, a transgender African-American walking on the street, was killed, and a newcomer, Brittany, was injured when officers opened fire on a Monday after the pair allegedly crashed into a guard post at the National Security Agency, 28 miles away. As these deaths, along with many others, spread through news articles and television, a popular rapper named Kendrick Lamar decided to create a song called All Right in 2015. On the surface, the song is optimistic and universal, but the message is driven by specific pain and struggle. Awareness regarding this disproportionate police brutality against Blacks has left many wondering if the USA has made any progress toward racial equality. Rather than despair, All Right assures listeners that, through solidarity, we are gonna be all right. So here it goes. All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like ya, bad trips like ya. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
When I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. On Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Lucy, I'm your dog.
motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. And a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Kendrick starts the track saying, "All's my life I had to fight," which is a reference to The Color Purple by Alice Walker. It is significant because it highlights the brutal history of African Americans and their ability to survive and live in society today. The chorus of the song repeatedly states, "We gonna be alright," which is a message of hope, which is presented in a motivational tone. It inspires those that, despite the pain and suffering, in solidarity, we will survive. This message is deeply associated with Black Lives Matter and the fight against police brutality of Black and brown individuals. A more specific quotation is when Lamar states, "And when I wake up, I recognize you're looking at me for the pay cut, but homicide be looking at you from the face down." Kendrick is referring to the numerous murders of Black people by police. The recent blowing up of this kind of police brutality causes many people of color to be in a constant state of fear for their lives and the lives of their loved ones. Right after this, Kendrick asks, "What Mac 11 even boom with the bass down?" Similar to how a Mac 11's gunfire is suppressed, the truth about police brutality and racism in the United States has been kept hushed by the media and the general public, leaving citizens unaware of this vital issue with the expense of the Black community. If these lyrics didn't make Kendrick's intentions obvious enough, he continues the song by saying, "And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure." This line is immensely important in modern-day America due to the police officers being guilty in court cases for killing many African Americans. Kendrick also has a more religious approach to this song as he mentions God throughout his lyrics and states, "I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak, and my gun might blow." Kneeling is associated with obedience and is used as a position of prayer, as a way to submit to God, who will be there for him and make sure he, along with everyone a part of the struggle, will be all right. Kendrick Lamar ends the rhythmic section of this song with inspiration when he says, "I'm all right, and you're a favorite dark night in my prayers." This inspires people to push forward through struggles with the help of the people who shine light in their world. At the last part of the song, Kendrick presents a short poem where he describes that he's running from Eve while he's looking for answers to all the problems he faces, including those regarding faith, society, and his personal life. All Right by Kendrick Lamar became a major hit and a protest anthem used for Black people around the nation. For example, at Cleveland State University, they had all just wrapped up a conference called the Movement for Blacks. The crowd, which numbered close to 200 people, began chanting the refrain from Kendrick Lamar's Grammy-nominating song All Right. The Black Lives Matter movement, supported by Kendrick Lamar's song, is working to change the world. A new world where black people are no longer targeted for violence and are striving for liberation. Thanks for listening.